This is WAKY meteorologist Don Lors.
Currently in Louisville, we have 49 degrees rain as Wacky presents a special edition this week of 4th Street Countdown on Louisville Artist. All Louisville music tonight on 4th Street. It's 8 minutes past six. Welcome to our special edition of 4th Street Countdown tonight. I'm Leonard Yates, and I'll have all Louisville artists tonight for you on 4th Street Countdown. And, well, we've done this show several times before, always gotten a tremendous response, but we have some things tonight, I think, that make the show even more special than usual. We have three very special guests with us tonight. Between the 6 and first hour, 4th Street, 6 and 7 tonight, I'll have Diane Keene of the Mystics with me, and we'll be talking about her career in pop and rock music over the past 20 years. And then in the second hour, 4th Street tonight, I'll have Bill and Brenda Woods with me tonight. And, of course, they're the co-authors of the new book, Louisville's Own, that it just seems like everybody's talking about right now. It gives all the detailed information on Louisville artists for the past 30 years. And not only will we be finding out some more information about the book, since we last left Bill and Brenda last May with our last Louisville special and what was happening with the book at that time. We'll also be talking about where you can acquire a copy of the book, which a lot of people are wanting to know right now. And of course, to top it all off, all the great Louisville music from the past 25 or so years, all that coming up between 6 and 9 tonight on 4th Street. Boyd Bennett and 17. That was the 1960 version of 17 with Al Henderson on lead. Of course, Boyd originally recorded that back in 1955. It went top 10 nationally, all the way to top 5, in fact, with Big Mo on lead. Of course, Boyd was working in the Louisville area in the 1950s and 60s. Start the show tonight, you heard Louisville's own Sultans, of course, and it'll be easy, the first local record to reach the number one spot. We have 14 past 6. You're with Leonard on our special edition of 4th Street Countdown tonight on Louisville Artist. And keep in mind, we have a couple of special interviews coming up tonight. In just a few minutes, I'll have Diane Keene of the Mystics with me. And then in the second hour of 4th Street tonight, I'll have Bill and Brenda Woods to talk about the book Louisville's Own, which of course features all the great Louisville artists from the past 30 years or so, and at least the ones that had some hit records. We'll be talking about that and how an artist made the book and didn't make the book. I know that's one of the first questions that always pops up when a book like this comes out. We'll be talking about that among a lot of other things, including where you can buy the new book, that coming up in the 7 to 8 o'clock hour. Right now, some more great Louisville music out of the late 60s now. Yeah, Cosmo's been dropping those names for about 20 years now. To 63, Cosmo and the Counts and Small Town Gossip, top 10 local hit for them in the spring of 1963. And before that, from late 66, early 1967, the Oxfords and Burt Bacharach, Hal David tune, There's Always Something There to Remind Me. As we have a 21 past 6, you're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown, our special edition tonight on Louisville Artist. And Diane Keene is here and just raring and ready to go in just about a minute or so on 4th Street Countdown. We'll be having a first of two interview segments tonight. First, I want to remind you that next week on 4th Street, we'll be back to our regular format. I'll have the Wacky Hit Survey for the week ending December the 9th, 1966. 1 week from tonight, the feature will be Rockin' with Chuck Berry. But tonight, it's all Louisville music. In fact, we've got the Mystics coming up next on 4th Street. Baby, I'm in love. 6:25, you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. Those the Mystics out of late 1963, a song that went to 33 on the old WKLO back in the fall of 63. And let me see if my first guest is here. Diane, are you here tonight?
I am here.
Okay.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Let me get this up just a little bit, if you might talk just a little more into the mic. Well, I'll tell you, I trust that brings back some memories for you.
Well, it sure does.
I mean, 20 years ago this week, that was on the local charts. Does it really seem like it's been 20 years ago?
Sometimes it does. Not all the time.
Well, now, you're another one of kind of followed a trend, I guess, as far as the Mystics are concerned, and that is the local groups that have gotten back together lately. But why don't we start at the beginning with the Mystics, and how and when did the Mystics get started?
Well, back in 1961, the Mystics got together from groups called the Backbeats and the Renegades, and the Backbeats were a singing group that started in Middletown. From Eastern High School, and then the Renegades were a musical group in Oldham County, and they combined forces and decided to become the Mystics.
Well, it paid off very well for you. You did very well locally, and, well, you even went on from there. But first, who were the original members of the Mystics? Do you recall? I know that you've been busy trying to put all that together this evening. It's a little bit hard to remember back 20 years ago, because groups do have a habit of changing, don't they, as far as personnel?
Well, we had different members through the years. But the basic group was Jim Lindell, played guitar, and Steve, his brother, played rhythm guitar. And then Buddy Carter played bass, Cal Eckhoff on the piano, and Benny Devine on the drums. Sam DeCappa played sax. Vic Hayden and Jerry Sires, Jerry Hampton, and myself were the singers.
Now, I believe I saw Jerry Hampton around here in the studios tonight, did I not?
You sure did.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure to have him down. I don't know if we'll be able to get him on mic tonight or not, but I'll tell you, some great memories. And we'll be talking about the Mystics as they evolved, and I know you went on to do some other things, and we'll get to that in our next interview section coming up in just a few minutes on 4th Street. It's 6:31, and we're the station for music and fun. We're Wacky, W-A-K-Y, Louisville. 27 before 7, you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, our special edition tonight on Louisville Artist. Those were the Trendells, Don't You Hear Me Calling Baby, a Ronnie Hagg song out of 1961. Before that, you heard the Monarchs and their first hit record out of early 1962, and version of the old Johnny and Joe song, Over the Mountain and Across the Sea. And I'm here still with Diane Keane of the Mystics, kind of reminiscing about the Mystics' career over the years. Now, we heard a record, Diane, a little earlier called I Got a Reason by the Mystics, and I know that was recorded on the Joni label. I believe you were with, Gene Snyder's Joni?
Yes, we were with Gene Snyder and the Joni agency.
Do you remember where those first records were recorded?
Well, I Got a Reason was recorded in Nashville at Monument, and Cry Baby Cry was recorded here in Louisville at Sambo.
Okay, now we're going to hear Cry Baby Cry, and that was a record that that you did the lead on. I know the I Got a Reason sounded pretty much like a group... Well, there was really no lead singer on that one. I know the Mystics perhaps took a different route than many of the local groups who decided to stay home during their careers in the 1960s and early 70s, and you all decided to do some national touring. Why did you all make that decision? I'm sure that was a big one at the time, because most of you, what, were just in high school, just about out of high school?
And well, the year that I graduated, we decided to tour, and it was more or less an agent prompted us to tour across
west
the country.
West of the big time, right?
West of the big time. We did much of the Midwest and the South, and then later on we were able to work in Reno and Lake Tahoe and places like that.
Well, that sounds like pretty much the big time to me. Now, you worked with some pretty famous acts during that career. I know you did some openings right for shows, but you also did backup for some acts, too, didn't you, when you were doing touring? Who were some of the biggest names that you you remember backing up in the mid to late 60s?
Well, we worked with the Drifters and Jerry Lee Lewis, Benny King, let's see, Roy Orbison, Bo Diddley.
My goodness, sounds like...
Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Fantastic acts. And I'm sure that you had your share of experiences, you know, during this. Do you remember any kind of wild and crazy places that you had to perform on these tours, or where the facilities maybe weren't quite up to snuff? Or
well, around here in Louisville and Lexington, we really did, we performed like many of the groups did you know, for the openings of shopping centers and things. We were on vans and for one car dealership for their grand opening, we were on the top of a ramp around the room. It was just a...
Were you ever outside? I mean, no exciting, like no thunderstorms came up if you were outside somewhere. And, you know,
well, that's happened too.
Lots of really crazy things. Now, you know, I mentioned to you earlier when I was talking to you about the interview, the fact that it was kind of unusual for a rock group to have a female that did a lot of lead singing in the mid-1960s. Now, I know the Epics here had some of that, and the Mystics, and yet today we have that happening a lot with Christy Hind of the Pretenders. We have Martha Davis, the Motels today, and, of course, Deborah Harry with Blondie. It's very common. Did you feel like you had any kind of unique experiences that related to being kind of a female in a business where really there weren't too many females singing lead for rock groups in the 1960s? Now, we had girl groups, but not in the sense of the female lead in a male group.
Well, at that time, I was the kid of the group, the youngest person in the group. And as far as the male members of the group, they really did take care of me. They were, it was a platonic relationship. And they took care of me in the sense that they watched out for me, and they were great. We had a great time.
Well, you know, I hear that from all the groups now. We've done this show. This is the fourth Louisville Artist Edition. It's like everybody, the camaraderie of the groups was always something that everybody remembers. And, of course, in your case, the group performing again today, that, you know, you still have that feeling about it. Now, I know your music evolved, especially during the late 60s. In fact, there was a name change. Now, we're going to come back after we hear Cry Baby Cry and talk about some of the changes that the Mystics underwent in the late 1960s. We'll hear that in just about 30 seconds right here on 4th Street at WAKY. It's 19 before 7. You're with Leonard Yates, our special edition of 4th Street Countdown tonight on Louisville Artist. And my special guest with me right now, Diane Keene of the Mystics. And that was really you, wasn't it, Diane?
That was really me.
Cry Baby Cry out of early 1964, a song that made the Wacky Survey around number 39 or so in early 64. Now, should we ask how old you were when you were doing that? Or is that a kosher question?
That's all right. I was 15.
15. Now, you seem to indicate you think your voice has changed, right, over the years, like... many performers?
I think so. I hope so.
But you have had some years and experience. And now I saw the concert, the Wacky Silver Anniversary concert, and back on July 9th at Dirk Way Amphitheater. I thought the group sounded fantastic, and I was really impressed. Now, I had seen you all perform once back in about 63, 64 in there, which was my senior year in high school. And I can recall seeing the group, and I thought you all sounded fantastic. I mean, you know, just knocked the crowd out at the amphitheater that night.
And we had a ball. It was great.
It was a fun, you know, the crowd, the drought, the 95 degrees, or whatever. But even above all that, no, the show was fantastic. We did have to overcome a few elements of nature that kind of threw us a curve that night, but it was awfully hot. But boy, the all the bands sounded super that night
at
the concert. But I was impressed because I guess I hadn't heard about the Mystics in so long, and I know that partly had to do with the fact the group wasn't together for a while, but also because that you all were out of town on the road for a while, and I know you evolved into some different musical styles. You all moved a little bit away from rock, did you not?
We did.
60s.
We in the late 60s, we kind of evolved into more of a show group, and we did show tunes and worked in show type lounges and clubs.
That's when you got into Tahoe and what?
Reno and Lake Tahoe and the Bahamas and things.
Well, those sound like some exciting places to go. My goodness.
Yeah, well, it was fun.
What would you say was the group's high point during those years? And did you not change your name, too, somewhere in that time?
Yes, we changed our name to the Single Swingers.
Now, did you perform in Louisville much under the name the Single Swingers?
Not as much as we did on the road. We were on the road quite a bit, at least 7 months out of the year.
That's a lot of traveling.
It sure is.
Now, back to the high point. I know you played one very impressive gig, at least I know about, during that period of time.
Yes, we played the inaugural ball for Nixon's inauguration. And that was very interesting.
And meet any interesting people. Did you actually get to meet Richard Nixon?
Well, no, we didn't actually get to meet him, but he danced to our music.
Well, that's, listen.
That's something, huh?
That is something. Now, I know the group went on, a few years after that? That would have been, in early 1969 inaugural ball. Now, how much longer after that did the group stay together?
Well, that was in that time, the inaugural ball was one of the last jobs that I worked with the group. And then I went on from there and married and had a family and settled here in Louisville.
And that was our gain. Now, the group itself came back.
Yes, the group evolved into a group called the Heavyweights.
Now, that was known, as Jerry Kirk and the Heavyweights for
Jerry Kirk and the Heavyweights for quite a few years.
Now, Jerry Kirk passed away, I guess, in, 74
yes,
or so,
he did.
Right?
And
but the band, the Heavyweights, went on, I guess, through a good part of the early 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And then the group came back together. Now, who are the current members of the Mystics today?
Well, the current members are Jerry Hampton and Jerry Sires, who is one of the original members, but he's just left for Waycross, and he is being replaced by Craig Zernheld. And then we have Buddy Carter plays bass. Jim Lindell is an original member. Ken Ileary on the piano, and his brother Steve runs the sound for us. Joe DiCicco is on the drums, and Rick Malone plays sax.
You've got a pretty large group then today.
Very large.
Well, it gives you, I know, a lot more flexibility in the type of music that you can play. I know you play with a lot of different audiences now, and you have to pretty well...
We do. Our music ranges probably from the 40s to the 80s. It's
well, that's what it takes
well-being.
To be out as far as is doing concerts today. We've got a couple more questions to ask you about what the group's doing today. And then Diane has graciously consented to let us hear one more 15-year-old version of Diane singing in just a moment. But first, we've got one more late 60s Louisville group to hear from next on 4th Street. It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. You're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, our special edition tonight on Louisville Artists. About to wrap up my interview with Diane Keene of the Mystics. Just heard 15-year-old Diane in a song called Little Things out of early 1964. Before that, you heard The Alphabetical Order, their top 10 hit out of 1968 all over the world. Now, Diane, that wasn't bad. Now, you were a little leery about having that played after
it's
all these years.
It's not my favorite.
Not your favorite. Well, I'm sure that you that everybody has their, you know, their favorite things over the years, but that was a nice tune recorded, you know, what, almost 20 years ago now. Speaking of the differences in 20 years ago and today in performing, any major differences in the gigs you can think of today, the crowds, the type of things you did, say, 20 years ago in a show, than what you do perhaps today in a show?
Well, I think that the major thing that it was such a difference for us is our sound system and what we had. We knew when we got together again that not only did we have to sound as good as we did, we had to sound better. And so we have quite an elaborate sound system than what we did back then, which is just a Shure mic and plug it into this little bitty amplifier. And it was very
basic,
simple,
right,
very
now.
Basic.
Well, Diane, what, as far as places the band's going to be playing, I know you've got a lot of gigs going, a lot of things going on. What does the band basically do today as far as dates to play?
Well, we play many private parties, and we're booked quite a bit through the next several months. We enjoy playing private parties and dances and dinner dances and just everything like that.
And should anyone want to get a hold of you, do you have a way to do that as far as the group, the Mystics, and getting the book, because you all are fantastic?
They may reach us at, through Buddy Carter. Buddy Carter at 459-9495.
And would you repeat that one more time for the audience?
Buddy Carter, 459-9495.
Diane, I want to thank you for being on, and I hope everybody has a chance to hear your music, because it sounds so good today, and even better than it did. And you're right, you sound better, the group sounds better, and I guess that comes with experience over the years and a lot of time playing together.
Well, thank you. I hope so. We have a wonderful time.
And again, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Coffee, tea, or milk, she said, but she should have held her breath instead.
Brush your breath, brush your breath.
Big mouth, big mouth for me.
Three and a half before seven. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown right here at your station for music and fun, WAKY. And, of course, our Louisville artist feature tonight. Just finished an interview with Diane Keene of the Mystics. Got Bill and Brenda Woods coming up in the second hour of 4th Street tonight. And we'll be talking about their new book, Louisville's Own, which I just have a feeling you might want to own a copy of before very much longer. It is out in the bookstores now. We'll be talking about that and how the final stages of the book came together over the past few months since we talked to Bill last back in May of this year. Well, it's raining 49 degrees in Louisville. It looks like a pretty messy evening tonight. Chance of some showers lingering into tomorrow. We'll have the complete AccuWeather in the next hour on 4th Street. Right now, some Louisville music out of the late 1960s. Two past seven, you're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown into the second hour now, our special edition tonight on Louisville Artist. Just heard two songs by Louisville groups that received some national airplay in the late 60s. Soul Incorporated there, and I Belong to Nobody went to number one in early 1968. And before that, you heard The Alligator, the S4 out of 1967, went top 10 locally. As we have our second set of guest nights coming up on 4th Street in this hour, we have Bill and Brenda Woods standing by to come on in about 10, 15 minutes. They'll be talking about their new book, Louisville's Own, and which, of course, is kind of an illustrated history of Louisville groups from the early 1950s into the early 1980s. And we'll be talking about everything from how the book originated, if you have not heard that yet, to where you might buy a copy of the book. That's coming up in this hour of 4th Street Countdown. Next, we're going to hear the evolution of a group from their early days to their days when they changed into more of an English sound group to change with the times. That's coming up right now on 4th Street. 8 past 7. You're Urban Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, our special edition tonight on Louisville Artist. You just heard two groups that actually were the same group. Those, the Chateaus, out of late 1965, early 66. I'm the One, a very English, very Birds-type sound, too. Not only English, but folk rock sound about that record. Went top 10 locally. Also received some national distribution on the Smash label. Before that, you heard the group in its early days as the Shadows around 1964 and their version of the Contours' old hit of Shake Sherry. Well, we've got Bill and Brenda Wood standing by here in the studio. They'll be on in just about 10 minutes now to talk about their new book, Louisville's Own. I think you'll find that very fascinating, and especially where you're going to be able to find a copy of this, because I think just about everybody who likes 60s and early 70s music, and even 80s music, because it does go right up to the present, will be interested in having a copy of the book, and they'll be on in just about 10 minutes. In just a moment, we're going to hear one of the great female groups in Louisville's past and their first 1965 hit. That's coming up in 30 seconds on 4th Street. The Indigos and their 65 protest record, one of the first, He's Coming Home, went top 10 locally in 65. As you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, our special edition on Louisville Artist. And we want to remind you, next week, 4th Street Countdown returns to its regular format. I'll be counting down the Wacky Hit Survey for the week ending December 9th, 1966. The feature one week from tonight will be Rockin' with Chuck Berry. Right now, we're going to be rocking with, it seemed like, just about every Louisville musician in town they could cram into the studio to record this next Louisville hit.